Proclamation number 7714, dated the September 29th, 1960. False spirits. False prophets. I have chosen you as my servants because I foresaw that your inner will is good and also strong, so that you will assert yourselves where it concerns endorsing the truth. For much is offered to people as truth, and yet it did not originate from me. And if my servant therefore recognizes this, he must not remain silent but speak up. He must confront this error with the pure truth. Then he must show that he is my representative on earth and that he is in my service. Thus he must profess my name before the world. He must wholeheartedly support what he has received from me myself, because I had chosen him to work for me as an apostle in the last days. And whoever has been placed by me into this office will also receive the strength from me to speak in my name. And he will work like an apostle of truth and expose my adversary, who has also chosen his instruments in order to cause confusion within my ranks. And therefore hear what my spirit proclaims to you. The time until the end is but short, yet the day of the end has been predetermined for eternity. And wherever you humans will be, you shall all be informed of this forthcoming end, because I will still send very obvious signs to follow, which can be observed everywhere and which will also occupy people's thoughts. However, precisely these signs will provoke the most conflicting opinions, because then my adversary's activity will start to emerge, which confuses people's thoughts, for one person will no longer understand the other. Everyone will pursue different goals which he will be unable to relinquish, and only a few will be spiritually awake and come to the right conclusions. And then many false prophets will appear. And this is what I want to caution you of. Do not believe every spirit which wants to talk to you, and especially not those which deny the end, which cannot believe that an end of this earth is reconcilable with my love. And then be careful and sincerely pray to receive the truth. Do not believe every spirit which tries to express itself through people who willingly accept it, and counter every such teaching with my pure word which sounds from above, because you humans shall live in truth. For only through truth can you reach the goal. And there are many spirits amongst you which do not speak on my instructions, but you can identify them by the fact that they argue the end, that they object to the revelations proclaiming a near end, and that they meet the messengers with hostility. The time is fulfilled, and especially during the last days many false prophets will yet arise and try to invalidate the pure truth from me. And they will perform extraordinary feats to make you believe in them, but it is not my spirit which speaks through them, it is not my strength which works in them. They are adverse forces which rage everywhere and, being followers of my adversary, are also endowed with strength, because they are enslaved by him and affect people of this earth in his will. And then you, who want to serve me, shall loyally stand by your Lord. You shall defend the truth. You shall not let yourselves be misled, for you know that you speak in my name, and you will also receive the strength from me, for then I myself will speak through you. And thus, where my pure gospel is proclaimed, that is where the end of this earth will also be announced, and that people are quickly approaching this end and therefore should prepare themselves for it. And where your speeches meet with resistance, that is where you will also clearly recognize my adversary's activity, and you shall separate yourselves from them and not preach together, for they are not my representatives but Satan's emissaries, who is particularly active wherever the light establishes itself. And he will not succeed in extinguishing the light, for I myself emanate it down to earth and illumine it the hearts of my own, so that they will clearly realize that they are being addressed by the Father, who is the light of eternity. Amen.